Ed Sullivan says,
"Believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs."
Premium Ed Sullivan always says that our show is the best show.
Yes, he always says it's the best, Donovan, and it is, you know. And it's right here on 92.9 Kick FM.
Vinyl Cobwebs 215, 215 hours worth of Vinyl Cobwebs madness. It's madness, Premium.
Yes, pure madness, Donovan.
We're going to spin some platters that matter. I'm Donovan, he's Premium Deluxe, and we are your Vinyl Cobwebs radio show. Come on, let's, without further ado, let's just spin them for you. Come on, more. More. Music. We were a little off there. How about a whole lot off?
Oh, wow.
Out of the
Cobwebs from the Capitol Records label. That's Escarita once more with Just Another Lie from 1958.
Yeah, you know, Donovan, I realized that when we were playing that record, that was the second one we played on this show, but it was also the second record we played on our premiere broadcast on 92.9 Kick FM. So how did
was it really the second record? I flipped it over.
We flipped it over this time, and it ended up being the second song into our current program, anyway.
Wow, Premium, you have such a good memory.
Yes, and before that, we all did the Hokey Pokey along with the Emersons from 1959. It was an update.
Excuse me, Premium, that came from nowhere.
It did.
Oh,
anyway, Gesundheit. Anyway, it was a remake of the 1953 or 2 era Ray Anthony record where they had the Hokey Pokey, and I remember doing that at the local skating rink when I was 14 years old. They used to play that all the time. Let's do the Hokey Pokey. I wish we had this version by the Emersons from 59 on the Cub Records label, Donovan.
I like that record label. It's very colorful.
Cub.
It's very
red, white, and black.
It's very cubistic.
Cubistic. Speaking of cubistic, you can email us in these cubistic chambers right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. VinylCobwebs@Hotmail.com. One more time.
VinylCobwebs@Hotmail.com. Email us today.
Maybe you can send us some funds, and we can get Premium Deluxe some patches for his jeans. He has a big hole in his jeans, listeners.
Donovan.
You got a big hole. That's fashionable.
I always like to draw pictures on my knees, too.
You draw like a smiley face?
Yeah, he's drawing
a smiley face on his kneecaps right now.
And the little eyeballs. There we go.
Wow. VinylCobwebs@Hotmail.com. Email us today.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
Beat you up, Premium.
Donovan.
At soda fountains round the town, just step right up and sit right down. While you're at ease there, say Pepsi please there. Now it's Pepsi. For those who think young, today the crowd that's on the go says Pepsi please, because they know the bracing bright one, today's the right one. Now it's Pepsi. When you say Pepsi, please, you're putting yourself on mind. People who like their leisure with Pepsi, the drink that's young. So stop in soon, get off your feet. Your fountain service can't be beat. Most he's and she's say Pepsi, please. Now it's Pepsi for those who think young.
Okay, enjoy good, nice, cold Pepsi right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Yeah. All right, everybody, this is Mel Remy right here. These boys are letting me in to do part of the show with them. And now we continue with the music right here on, I want to say KNAC, because Zaddy used to be a DJ on KNAK many moons ago. This is Mel Remy with the new one by Kathy Jean. She's going to sing us a lovely song called One Love, okay? Not to be confused with Bob Marley and the Wailers. On the Valmore Records label, here we go. It's new and exciting, right here on 92.9 Kick FM. Oh, this is Mel Remy at your service.
Always.
Okay, that's a cute little doll right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Courtesy of 92.9 KKFM. Kathy Jean, she had some hits with the Kathy Jean and the Roommates. You know, Please Love Me Forever. And, well, that was her big one. So we played One Love here, and we'll play some more by her in the future. Right here on Vinyl Cobwebs, this is Mel Remy. oh, no, the Vinyl Cobwebs fly. Let me get my fly sweater. Here we go. Did I get it? Did I get the fly?
I think you got the fly, Mal.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's good to have you here.
Let's continue with more music. Oh, no! The fly! The Vinyl Cobwebs fly! You, I can't... Die already.
Alright, Mel, that's enough. You're gonna have a coronary. Your eyeballs are bulging out of your head.
Oh, can we play another record?
It's good to have you here. I want to hear you. Here's this record by Stormy Gale. I want you to say the name. I want you to say it three times.
Let me say it, Donovan. It's
okay.
Alright.
And now on 92.9 Kick FM, we proudly present Flipsville, Stormy Gale, right here on Vinyl Cobwebs.
Colors. They have them in black, red,
in blonde. And you know, I think I'm gonna get me one too.
Yeah, get some wigs, Premium. You want some wigs?
Wigs, wigs, wigs.
Wigs everywhere.
That's one of the weirdest Fats Domino songs we've ever heard on Vinyl Cobwebs.
But you know what, Premium? It's become a Vinyl Cobwebs classic in the 2 minute time it took to play. That has got to be one of the best platters we've ever played.
I think so. It's a Vinyl Cobwebs, definitely a classic player, Donovan. It's so funny. That's true.
Wigs everywhere. They even selling them at the grocery store.
Wigs, wigs,
black and brown and red and blonde.
There was a lot of wigs wearing back in 65, though.
How come you didn't say a beetle wig? Okay, enough of this. Enough, Premium. Premium, what are you doing?
Guess what we're going to play now, Donovan?
I don't know, but...
another
one. But, hey, look over there.
I'm looking over there. Mercy, mercy me, there with the ecology, right here on the Vinyl Cobwebs, broadcast right over 92.9 Kick FM on the radio. It's Iron Butterfly theme. It's on the B-side of their 45 RPM version of In a God of the Vida, baby. Oh, don't you know that I love you, honey?
I was having, like, hallucinations. I was, like, looking at Mises. Yeah, but I was seeing fishes. Golden fish. She.
1968. Wow. It's a grabber. It's a tune, a mind bender, and, well, it's a fine 45 RPM platter. Let's see. Let me look at the label there and see if it was actually a note if it was on one of their LPs. Hold on a moment while I just take the record off of the turntable live. And I flip it over. Iron Butterfly theme. It was on Atco LP 33-227. Is that the same one that was... No, it's not on the same LP as Inagata Davida, which was 33-250. So there you go! An exclusive, the Iron Butterfly theme. It's a heavy mind bender.
Yeah! Oh, Donovan, welcome back to Vinyl Cupboard.
Welcome back to 92.9 Kick FM Premium.
Yes, Donovan. I am now talking in my, Canadian Ranger voice. Uh-huh.
Wow. Tell them about ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled...
with a K.
You can get all sorts of esoteric, strange, bizarre, totally retro-cool films of all kinds.
And it's all about Vinyl Cobwebs' fine stash of retro films of all kinds.
That's right. ScaryGuyVideo.com.
It's spelled with a K.
ScaryGuyVideo.com.
Spelled with a K.
That's right. And this is Vinyl Cobwebs, spelled with a C.
What?
Don't cry.
Oh, now, when I said goodnight, I didn't mean goodbye. Oh, now, I didn't mean it that way. When I left you to stay.
Mel, on Vinyl Cobwebs by the Inspirations from 1958. You played that on KNAC, didn't you?
Oh, yes, back in the day, Donovan. I played that many times. We played it so much we wore out the copy, and we had to order more from Cobweb Records.
Okay, then. Mel Remy here. No, that's you.
I'm Mel Remy.
That's right.
You're Donovan.
I am?
Yes.
I'm glad to know that you're here to let me know what's going on. On with the show, says Mel Remy.
On with the show, says me. And you
Mel
know
Mel Remy also says to check out ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
It is spelled with a K, and it's got all kinds of retro cool films of all kinds. And
everything you say makes me laugh. Go ahead, say anything in that cadence, and I'll probably laugh.
Okay, I'm saying this in my cadence, and now you're going to laugh.
No, that just was...
That sounded like Ronald Reagan
maybe
there.
Maybe it's... Maybe it's... Okay.
Okay, it just has to come to you when it comes to you, Donovan.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
There it went. Okay, now we're going to play another record we played many times, and we're out on KNAC Radio, right here on 92.9 Kick FM. I present for your listening enjoyment. The Fabulous Continentals. We played one of these the other side several episodes back, but we're going to play this Return to Me now. It's on the something label. Okay, we'll put it on right now. I'm kind of nervous because I'm wondering what Donovan will crack up and laugh at me about next. And speaking of next, here we go.
Cobwebs number 215 on the march right here in Vinyl Cobwebs. It is March.
It is March, Donovan.
That's right. What did we hear? What did Mel Remy play? Return to Me.
Yeah, it was Return to Me by the Fabulous Continentals from 1963. A few weeks ago, we played the other side, which was Undertow, another surf instrumental upbeat thing. And that side actually got some airplay in some radio stations back east, like in New York City and all that stuff. And it was a surf song, though. That was kind of funny. Back East Surf Group, I guess. Donovan, and we're here on Vinyl Cobwebs number 215.
I have a Galaxy record for you, Premium. You know, that cold green Galaxy label? Remember that box of records we found in that warehouse last month? All Galaxy records all the time. It was a green box, and the labels inside were green, and they were all mint to near mint copies. We should have burned them so to make the quality go up. The price. You know, it's all about supply and demand.
Did those aisle records march in the Irish Day Parade?
That's right. We're going to listen to one of these Galaxy records. It's Galaxy 709, right between Galaxy 708 and Galaxy 710. It's Right Don't Wrong Nobody.
Right Don't Wrong Nobody.
That's
I'm writing
right
it down
by
here,
the
Donovan.
Gents. It's a 1963 sound. It's taken Premium back to the year of his favorite time period. Premium loves 1963.
That's because I was only two and the world was an oyster. I guess. Right, don't wrong, what is the name?
These are the gents. Right here. I'm going to gent you. Here we go. The gents. Phil Cobos.
My mother told me when I was a child. She don't wanna let's talk a little while. You're growing up, you're going to school. You oughta live by the golden rule. Because right and right, yeah, yeah, now.
apologize, Premium. I got that all wrong. It's by Johnny Lewis and the Gents. And it is Right Don't Wrong Nobody. And right now in Vinyl Cobwebs Studio 5, live from Studio 5, we have a ghost that's residing here and taking charge, throwing things at us. Premium, that was disturbing why that record played. Some chocolate roses started falling off the chocolate stems on the wall. How'd that happen?
I don't know, Donovan, but that sure was startling. We just heard this big old ka-tunk.
Ka-chunk. Premium goes, who's throwing stuff at us?
I thought someone was throwing something at the window or something outside.
No, but I've never heard of a haunted studio before.
I'm just glad it didn't break my copy of Fabulous Continental's Return to Me 45 on the CP Records label.
That would have been tremendously
I
bad.
I am the Vinyl Cobwebs ghost.
Stop it.
I throw things at you because you guys are so imbecilic.
Don't upset the ghost, Premium. Don't upset the ghost. I think Mel Remy brought some of his cemetery friends in here.
I didn't bring no cemetery ghost.
You did, Mel.
I didn't know such thing.
Beat you up, Mel Remy.
I thought I was a guest.
No, you're a ghost.
Don't you love children? Don't you want them to have a future?
No! Visit scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. Nothing but strange, bizarre, esoteric, titillating, shocking, disturbing, and terrifically retro cool films of all kind. You won't find these films in your local video store, not on cable television, not even in Japan. This is the obscure, lost in time, completely twisted stuff your mother warned you about. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
Well, I'm gonna make you cry. Well, I'm gonna make you blue. Well, I'm gonna take the pain you brought me and throw it right back to you. And you're gonna cry. Be the lonely one. I'm gonna make you weep. Won't be able to sleep. When the dogs are turning all night. No, you didn't treat me right. And you're gonna cry. And you're gonna cry. Tossing and turning all night. You know you didn't treat me right. And you're gonna cry. You're gonna cry. And when it's all over and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. You're gonna be the lonely one. You're gonna be the lonely one.
Make you cry. That's the Impacts. Another 1963 record that seems to be our favorite record tonight. And that was on the Park Crave Records label. This is a very thick record. I could conk you on the head, Donovan, and it'd break your skull in half.
Please don't.
Well, anyway, it's a good two-sider. It's got Tears in My Heart. We'll play that on a future episode, more of a ballad side. But this is a group out of Florida somewhere, and I can't remember where. There's a website all about these guys, and I'm ashamed that I don't have it, so you can look what these guys look like. So maybe next time I'll mention it when we play the other side. Great record, Donovan. It's a top-shelf record in my collection.
Top-shelf record in your collection.
That's right, Donovan. Okay.
Okay. Annie.
What, Bert?
I think there's a ghost in Sesame Street.
I know, Bert, and you know how I feel about ghosts.
I think it's infiltrated the Vinyl Cobweb Studio.
I just don't like spooky ghosts, Bert. I don't like them because they're creepy. They make the hair stand up on my muppety neck.
What I want to know, Ernie, is the etymology of of a Muppet. When a Muppet dies, does its soul haunt its every orifice of where it used to reside?
I should hope not, Bert, because there are certain orifices that you just don't want to be hanging around and reciting.
What are you talking about, Ernie?
I have no clue.
I tried to say etymology and I couldn't get it out.
I'm surprised you got it out thus far.
Oh, Ernie, don't. Vinyl Cobwebs, episode 215 is in its midst.
It's a festivus for the rest of us, Bert. Bert, I feel a lot of lameness coming on, Bert.
You have some ghost in the lameness.
Lame. Oh, it's just a lame thing.
Oh, Ernie, the ghost of John Denver has me in his midst. Rocky Moon High. Colorado.
As Mr. Buddy Guy. We had a chance to see him 20 years ago. We never saw him, me and Premium. Why the heck? I didn't even know you 20 years ago, did I?
No.
Yeah, that's right.
It was about 12, 13 years ago.
Or was it Albert King we had a chance to see? I get all those blues masters mixed up from the Chess Vault archives. That's 10 years ago, Buddy Guy. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I stepped in the Mel Remy territory. I just can't bring him in here.
That's my territory there, Donovan. Yeah, almost
I like the way you say Donovan.
Oh! I've been poked. I've been inoculated with a phonograph needle.
And now we're going to play one by the Beach Boys. Remember last week when we played the Country Fair song?
Don't do it.
Yes, we're going to do it.
Don't.
We're going to flip it over.
Beach Boys, it's so white bread.
Oh, we're going to play the White Bread Beach Boys.
Yes, we're going to play the A side of the record we played last week, which was the Country Fair. And this record didn't go as high as their Surfin' Safari one, and it definitely wouldn't go as high as their next one, which was Surfin' USA a few months later. This was sort of like one of those forgotten ones they did. 10 Little Indians from the late fall, early winter of 1962. Here it is. 1 little, 2 little, 3 little Beach Boys, 4 little, 5 little, 6 little Beach Boys. Actually, there was only about 3 Beach Boys and a cousin and a friend.
Do we have a 10 theme going here, Prim?
I don't know.
10 years ago to 10 Little Indians.
Yes. 10 Little Indians. Ay, 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 hoo, wah,
all righty. ScaryGuyVideo.com spelled with a K. Check it out.
A special K.
10 Little Indians. First little Indian gave Squaw pretty feather. The second little Indian made her an Indian dollar. The third little Indian gave her moccasin leather. The Squaw didn't like him at all. The fourth little Indian took her riding in his picking. The fifth little Indian took her down the waterfall. The sixth little Indian caught a Squaw how to woo, but the Squaw didn't like him at all.
One came a Johnny Boy, three little Indians, four little Simon, six little Indians, seven.
Bubbly crown on your head. You need a bubbly beard where you get the bubbles and you get them in the tub and you put them on your bearded area and then you kind of pull it out and you dance about like your ZZ Top with a case of the gout. Bubbly beard.
Too late.
You're too late.
'Cause she's my twisting day. She called me wonderful with the twist of her wrist. Her eyes began to sparkle when she started to twist. Her name is at the top of my twisting list, 'cause she's my twisting day. Twists in the AM, twists in the PM, twists every time of day. Instead of romancing, I find that I'm dancing, twisting the night away. If you won't get a date unless you do the twist, hands off, she's mine, better try to resist. Or you'll find your chin at the end of my fist, 'cause she's my twisting day.
Sounds strangely a lot like the 10 Little Indians record, too, done to the same tune anyway. It's also from 1962, but a few months earlier by the Classmates. They're kind of a doo-wop group, harmony group, but that was, they had a song called Graduation Day is Here. But we played the other side. It's on the Radar label, and it's called The Teenage Twister. She's My Twistin' Date, done to the tune of 10 Little Indians. And we, of course, we played the Beach Boys before doing a version of that song. So, well, there we go, another exclusive right here on 92.9 Slow Down Premium Deluxe, Kickac FM. Kickac FM. Let's start, do it again. 92.9 Kick FM.
Oh, I'm going to have a lot of fun with that one. Premium Deluxe right there in Vinyl Cobwebs Premium. We're going to play some of the fabulous bongo-rific sounds. Mr. Jack Berger.
Let's play those fabulous bongo-rific sounds by Jack Berger.
I wish this was television right now.
I wish it was
disgusted look on my face at Premium's rude interruption.
And you can't see me drawing cartoons on the hole in my knee, so I'm going to draw another happy face while I'm doing this.
This is on
right there.
This is on a fabulous
there we go.
Long player by Jack Berger. It's called The End of Bongos on the Hi-Fi record label. We're going to listen to the classic Mambo Burger.
We're about to liven up Vinyl Cobwebs with a classic Mambo Burger tune.
It's on a non-breakable LP, and I want you to listen right now.
And it's an exclusive!
You've seen better days.
Jesus. Jeez Louise, get in the Matterhorn and put your seatbelt on. A tribute to all the burgers out there, Premium.
It's the Mambo Burger, a delicious burger stacked to the hilt with meat, meat, meat. It's a meat and Elvis delight with only one pickle if you so want. If you do not so want, we will withhold the pickle and put another patty of meat, meat, meat on that burger. It's the Mambo Burger.
Written by Don Tosti is a tribute to all the burgers, ham, cheese, and bongo.
That's right, Donovan.
And you're tuned to 92.9 Kick FM. Premium, I want you to bring it down a little bit. Come on. Bring it down. Down.
More
down.
Mellow.
Down.
Yellow.
Act like you're doing an Ersatz jazz program on the radio.
Okay. All you're right. Tuned now to 92.9 Kick FM.
He's Premium Deluxe. I am Donovan.
It's Vinyl Cobwebs number 215. Yes, yes.
The show is being sponsored by our good friends at ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled
with a K.
It's scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. You can get all sorts of esoteric, bizarre, educational shorts from the 50s and 60s and much, much more rare films and of all kinds. Yes.
Oh, yeah. All kinds.
Esoteria. You know, the kind of stuff that you watch late night after you listen to Vinyl Cobwebs.
And now?
Retro, totally retro cool films of all kinds.
And now we will play the fifth cut from Peter, Paul, and Mary's LP, entitled Blowin' in the Wind.
It's a long player.
Actually, no, we are going to play something else. No, we're going to...
Now, that's totally unprofessional. I think that was... we're really not going to listen to Peter, Paul, and Mary. I was so prepared for Peter, Paul, and Mary-ish music at this point.
I changed my mind. We are instead going to hear a cut from Ray Charles and his orchestra.
That might frighten us a little bit in this mode we're in.
From 1964?
Is it a real rocker?
It has a lot of brass.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It is smack dab in the middle.
And you are smack dab in the middle of a Vinyl Cowboys broadcast, broadcasting into the Winnipegian night air on 92.9 KICK FM.
Town in any clan where people like a rockin' time and stay awake for day and night, so everybody's feeling good and right. Then throw me Cadillacs, a diamond mill, 10 suits of clothes to dress to kill, a 10-room house, some barbecue, and 50 chicks not over 22. Throw me hundred bands with chorus girls, a street that's paved with natural pearls, a wagon load of bonds and stocks, then open up the door with four knocks, then throw me. Can rock and roll to satisfy your soul. A lot of bread and gangs of meat, oodles of butter and something sweet, gallons of coffee to wash it down, bicarbonated soda by the pound. In for me,
smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle.
Oh, rolling out, smack dab in the middle right now, so I can rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Well, we have quickly run out of Vinyl Cobwebs time this episode, so I guess we're on to the next one. So, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Vinyl Cobwebs.
That's right. Check out scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K, why don't you?
Spelled with a K, why don't you?
And email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. See you next week, Premium.
See you next week. Email us right now.